Welcome to Torah Timach Anach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz. Today, with great joy, we begin Sefer Shmuel Bet, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. In the fulfillment of the famous line of Chazal, Vezarach HaShemesh Uva HaShemesh, which refers to the waning of one Malchut and HaKadosh Baruch Hu always providing the leadership Klal Yisrael needs with the shining of the sun of the next. As Shaul expired as he died, at the end of Sefer Shmuel Aleph, David appears having just won a tremendous victory against Amalek with only 400 men. We find him here in Pasuk Aleph, Vahi achrei mos Shaul, veDavid shav mehakos es haAmalek, vayeshav David betziklag yamim shnayim. David is returning from his tremendous victory right after the death of Shaul, still unaware that Shaul has died on the battlefield, and he rests in the city called Ziklag for 2 days. Vayhi vayom ha-shlishi, on the third day, v'hinei ish ba min ha-machane me'im Shaul, uv'gadav ku'im va'adama al-rosho, vayhi bevo'o al-David v'yipol al-tzav ha-ishtachu. On the third day, a person appeared from the battlefield with ripped clothing and earth on his head, clear signs of mourning. And he fell before David, vayome lo David, emi ze tavo. David asks, where are you from? Vayomer elav, and he responds, Mimachane Yisrael nimlatati. I escaped from the Jewish camp of war. Vayomer elav David, mehayah hadavar hagedna li. And David asks, what has happened? Vayomer, and he says, this mysterious person who appeared from the battlefield, Ashon nas ha'am min ha'milchama. And it seems he's trying to cushion the blow by starting from the more generalized and ascending to the more terrible. Says he to David, the Jews have fled from the battlefield. Many fell in war and died. And in fact, also died Shaul and Yonatan, his son. In Pasuk Hei, David presses the mysterious stranger of how do you know they are dead? Vayomer hana'al Pasuk Vav, hamagidlo, nikro nikresi, behar ha-gilboa. V'hinei Shaul nish'an al-chaniso, v'hinei ha-rechev uva'alei parashim hidbikuhu. This guest describes to David how he found Shaul having already been dealt a mortal wound, close to death, because the Amalekim had already attacked him. Vayifen acharav, and he describes to David how Shaul turned around, saw him, called him, va'omer hineni, and I said, here I am. Pasuk chet, vayomer li, said Shaul to me, mi ata. And it is here where we get the first identification of this one who came to report the events from the battlefield, va'omal, and says, Elav, Amaleki Anochi. I am from the nation of Amalek. The Amaleki then describes in Pasuk Tet, Vayoma Elai Amadna Alai Umoseseni, Ki Achazani Hashavots, Ki Chalod Nafshi Bi. The Amaleki describes to David how Shaul, who had already been dealt a mortal blow, requested from him to hasten his death, to strike him in a way that he would die more quickly. Ki achazani hashavatz, I already have shudders of death upon me. The Amaleki then describes in Pasuk Yud, Bo e'emod alav va'amosisehu, I killed him. Ki adati ki lo yechia achrei niflo, I understood that his wounds were fatal and he would not survive. Vo ekach hanezer asher rosho, ve'etz ada asher azro'o, va'avi'em el adoni hema. Says the Amaleki, I removed the crown from his head and the armlet, the bracelet that he was wearing, and I brought them to my master here. The Alshich points out, Shaul over here went out to battle, as was discussed at the end of Sefer Shmuel Aleph, with the knowledge that he would die. In the words of the Alshich, V'holich banav kimolicham lechupa. Embracing Ritzon Hashem, they went out bejeweled, bedecked, as if to the chuppah, heads high, ready to accept whatever was the gzaldin of Shamayim. And it seems that this Amaleki appears before David, sure that he will rejoice at the death of what he assumed was his arch enemy. And this Amaleki now is eager and happy to ingratiate himself to David with the report that he is the one who killed David's enemy, Shaul. How surprised he must have been, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayachazek David bivgadav vayikraim, v'gam kol ha'anashim asher ito. As opposed to rejoicing, David takes on the habits of mourning. He rips his clothing, as do all the people with him. Pasuk Yud Bet, Vayispedu, they eulogized. Vayivku, and they cried. Vayatsumu ad ha'erev, they fasted until nightfall. Al Shaul, v'al Yohanan binu, on Shaul and on his son Yohanan. V'al Am Hashem, what a terrible day it was. What calamities befell Klal Yisrael. There were Jews who died. V'al Beis Yisrael, and the house of Yisrael, ki naflu b'charev, because so many Jews had died in battle that day. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayomer David el hana'al hamagidlo, says David to this Amaleki, who is identified here as the Na'al, Eimi ze ata, who are you truly? Vayomer, and he says, Ben ish gil Amaleki anochi, I am the son of an Amaleki convert. Now, the identity of this mysterious man is one that is a debate amongst the Mefarshim. And there are a few ideas that are brought. The Radak in Pasuk Yud Gimel points out that he is not a Gil Amaleki in terms of a Gil Tzedek, as we would call a person who converts to Judaism, but rather the terminology of a Gil Toshav, of a person from another nation who dwelt, who was a resident in Eretz Yisrael, who was also called a Gil, but was not actually a Jew. According to this understanding, this Na'al, a.k.a. Amaleki, a.k.a. Ish, a.k.a. Ben Ish Ger Amaleki, was actually still an Amaleki. And how fitting is the justice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the death blow dealt to Shaul was indeed struck by a member of the tribe of Amalek, because, of course, one of the greatest mistakes that Shaul made was in spearing Agag from Amalek when he was commanded to wipe out that nation. Another view is that this actually was a Gil Tzedek, a former Amaleki, who had converted to Judaism fully. And Rashi goes so far as to quote the Midrash, but then to say he's not fully satisfied, that the Jew was none other than Doeg HaAdomi himself, which would point to the almost unimaginable rishut, evil of Doeg, where it was his jealousy that fed Shaul's hatred of David. He is the one who goaded Shaul to kill out the entire city of Kohanim, of Nov. Now then came, dealt the death blow to his former master, and then tries to ingratiate himself to David, thinking he'd rejoice that Shaul was dead. We almost can't imagine someone so twisted. There are other Mefarshim who are not satisfied with this approach, like Rashi, because if this was Doeg, why was he not recognized by Shaul nor by David? Thus, the Tanchuma, the Yalkut Shimoni, bring another understanding that this was actually the son of Doeg, also a Jew, who came. And according to all of this, again, we see the precision of Mishpat Hashem. Rashi points out the words recorded from the mouth of Shaul, Ki achazani hashavatz, these death shudders that are consuming me. He points out this unusual word, hashavatz, as related to the kitonet tashbetz, the unique kitonet, the unique coat that was worn by the Kohanim, referencing the city of Kohanim, of Nov, that was killed out by Shaul. Again, seeing the actions that he took in his lifetime as contributing to his very unnatural, very tragic death. We find this, whether it was the Amaleki, whether it was the convert, whether it was Doeg himself, whatever was the reaction he imagined, how far he'd get his opportunity to become the favorite of who is now the new King David, that's not what he faced. Responds David in Pasuk Yud Dalet, Vayoma elav David, says David to him, Ech lo yaresa lishloach yadcha lishaches es Mashiach Hashem? How could you not fear to lift your hand to strike the one who was anointed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Pasuk Tetva, Vayikra David, Le'achad mihani'arim, Vayomer, calls David to one of his aides and says, Gash, pigabo, strike this man, Vayakehu, Vayamos. And indeed, this Na'al Ish Amaleki was killed for having dared to strike the Mashiach Hashem that was Shaul. This is the very first action that we find in this sefer that David takes, where he asserts the extra legal powers of a melech. In a Beit Din, nobody could be killed without Eidim v'hatra'a, without two witnesses and prior warning. We don't see those elements here in this Na'ar Amaleki deserving death, but this is the first place in our sefer that David asserts the powers of the king, who has extra or super legal powers to strike or kill somebody without the due process of a Beit Din. Vayoma elav David, says David, damcha al roshecha. Your blood is on your own head. You're responsible for your death. Kificha anavicha. You yourself incriminated yourself. Leimo, anochi mosati es Mashiach Hashem. I killed the one who had been anointed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Pasuk Yud Zayin, we find further the grief of David at the loss of these giants, Shaul and his son Yehonasan. Vayekonen David es hakina hazos al Shaul v'al Yehonasan bino. And David sang a song of mourning, a lament on the loss of Shaul and his son. And if we said that in striking this Amaleki, David asserted the technical powers of a king, in this kina, David asserts the very elevated, exalted mida of the king. Where if we look at the two people he is mourning, there is no person at this point who caused him more pain than Shaul, and there is no person at this point who is more beloved to him than Yehonasan. However, he mourns both equally in the same song. And this again is the gadlut, is the midah of malchut, where the king has no agenda, cannot have any personal space, but rather the king is the lev kal am Yisrael. He represents all of Klal Yisrael. And in mourning, David mourns the loss of the nation. And in that vision, there is no difference between Shaul or Yehonatan. Pasuk Yudchet, the kina, the mournful dirge of David upon the loss of these giants. Vayomer, and David sings, Lilamed b'nei Yehuda kashes, hine ksuva al sefer hayashal. Now that Shaul, the valiant protector of Klal Yisrael, is dead, the tribe of Yehuda will have to take up the bow, and it will be they who will protect Klal Yisrael, as has been protected and designated for him in Sefer HaYashar, which is Sefer Breishit, where it is said to Yehuda, Yadcha be'oref oyvecha. Yehuda has a unique role to play in defeating the enemies of Klal Yisrael, David, of course, being their most privileged son. And this will now be the role. Hatzvi Yisrael, a beautiful terminology according to the Radak, according to the Mitzudot, of how beloved is Eretz Yisrael. In the words of the Mitzudat David, Eretz Yisrael hachamuda, al bamosecha chalal. But how discordant is it in this beautiful, beloved land that people have been slain on your highest places? Ech naflu giborim, how have the mighty fallen? Al tagidu begas, al tevasru bechutzos ashkelon, pen tismachna bnos plishtim, pen ta'alozna bnos ha'arelim. Let the news not spread in the cities of the plishtim, lest they rejoice at our loss. Hareva gilboa al talvi al matar alechem. Let there be no rain, let there be no dew on the hills, on the mountains of Gilboa. Usteis humos kisham nig al magen giborim. Magen Shaul bli Mashiach bashamin. Because there fell the shield of Shaul without even having been anointed with oil. And David continues to sing of the loss to Klal Yisrael. And as the Malbim explains, says David, it's so inconceivable, it's so inexplicable, the defeat of these tzaddikei olam on the very hills of Eretz HaChamuda, of Eretz Yisrael. We must infer this could only have been Yad Hashem, because it all just makes no sense. Pasuk Chaf Gimel, a very beautiful, very tragic pasuk. Shaul v'Yehonasan, hane'ehavim v'ha'ni'imim b'chayehim. These are words we intone over the ones we've lost ever since. They were beloved, they were pleasant in their lives. Uvimosam lo nifradu. And they were not separated in their death. Says the Radak, on the one hand, not separated from each other. They lived their lives towards the same goal with the same mission, and in their deaths, they were not parted from each other. Also, lo nifradu, they lived their lives dedicated and committed to their service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uvemosam lo nifradu, and in their death, they were not separated from that fealty, from that cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They died fulfilling Ritzon Hashem. Minesharim kalu o me'arayos gaviru. They were swifter than eagles, they were stronger than lions. Benos Yisrael el Shaul b'chena. Daughters of Israel, cry on Shaul, who dressed you in the most beautiful clothing and put adornments of gold upon you. Ech naflu giborim b'soch ha'milchama. How is it that the mighty have fallen? Pasuk Chavav. Tzar li alecha achi Yonasan. I am pained for my brother Yonasan, my beloved. Na'amta li me'od. You made my life so pleasant. Nifla'asa ahavas chali me'ahavas nashim. David here compares the deep brotherhood he felt with Yonasan to the love that exists between a man and a woman for various reasons. Rav Dessler in the Michtav Me'eliyahu takes the analogy of the love between a man and a woman, explaining that often that love is so passionate but is not rational. We can't explain always the love between a man and a woman based on reason or logic. Says David, logically, we should not have been friends. Our paths so overlapped and so diverged. We should have hated each other. I, the one who took your throne. However, we loved each other without explanation, without logic, irrational, but deep, deep, deeply felt. Explains the Rama Mipano. Avas Nashim here is referring to a specific set of two women who loved each other. And that is the paradigm of Rachel and Leah. And says David, just as Rachel, the ancestress of Shaul and Yonasan, was mivateret, she gave over what was rightfully hers to her sister Leah, so too, says David, you were mivater, you gave me what was rightfully yours. And while it seemed you should have had the throne after your father, you gladly stepped aside, as Rachel did for Leah in your love for me. And David then closes with Pasuk Chav Zayin, Ech naflu giborim. How is it that the mighty have fallen? Vayavdu klei milchama, and weapons have been lost. Sefer Shmuel Bet is sponsored by Hilton and Leah Lightman, Li'ilei Nishmot to their parents, Shmuel ben David, Chana bat Yaakov Chaim, Kolonimus ben Chaim, and Saratema bat Menachem Mendel.